I'm in a New York state of mind. I'm in a New York state of mind.
Hey, hey, hey. WONY, Oneonta.
Traveling through another dimension, a dimension not only of sight and sound alone, but of rhythm and recollection, a realm where every note is a doorway and every beat bends the years, past and present dissolve, decades rewind. Melodies of every age rise again, rock, soul, pop, and beyond. Step in and travel through time, where music and memories meet, a journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Join Johnny G., your guide on this musical ride, and spin back the years together. That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, Jukebox Journey on WONY.
Thank you. to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I
Boy Slim here at 90.9 FM and Praise You. Before that, we heard from the birthday boy, Richie Valens, giving us La Bamba. Richie born on this day back in 1941. Hiya, hiya, Johnny G with you, and thank you for tuning in. This is, well, the last edition for this semester of Jukebox Journey. So let's hopefully we can make it a good one. Hey, we'll try our best. Hey, today is May 13th. It's raining up on the hill, but Saturday is graduation. Things are looking good. Partly sunny skies ahead of us. And did you know that today is National Apple Pie Day and also National Crouton Day? I don't know who. I mean, I'm sure there must be somebody out there today celebrating National Crouton Day, but hey. But if you're celebrating a birthday today, happy birthday to you. You share your birthday with this guy who has won numerous musical awards. He's just a genius. He was 13 years old when his first hit came out in the early 1960s. A happy birthday to Stevie Wonder.
It's me, someone I needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Oh, someone warm like you would make true, yeah. In my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before.
Not like it's hurt before.
For once, I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore.
I'm not alone.
For once, I can say this is mine. You can't take it. As long as I know I have love, I can make it.
Time for you to stop all of your sobbing for all.
Pretenders at 94.9 FM. Scott here is Scott on a Wednesday afternoon. And we do a shout-out to Kristen in Tuckahoe, don't you know? And she wants to hear a song that takes me back to 2003, because whenever I hear this song, I automatically think of the scene from Love Actually.
Has absolutely no idea how hilarious he is. One day, before Leslie and I were married, we were hanging out at her parents' place in New Jersey. Bob left to go to the doctor. Comes back from the doctor, walks into the living room. First thing he says in front of everybody, I got chlamydia. He is 78 years old. It's real bad, too. It's called hyperchlamydia. That's how bad it is. A couple of questions later, we come to find out that Bob actually has high potassium. He The medical term for that is hyperkalemia. Bob, who else did you tell this to? Told the neighbors? The neighbors. Now there's an entire cul-de-sac in southern New Jersey who thinks my father-in-law has off the charts rock star chlamydia.
Turn the pages of desire. to trade those dreams for the rush of passions by. I can feel you tremble when we touch, when I feel the hand of fate reaching out to both of us. I've been holding back the night. I've been searching for
one of those videos that seem to play like 10, 15 times a day on MTV. Survivor, Can't Hold Back here at 90.9 FM. Johnny G along with you. Hope you're having a good Wednesday afternoon so far. A couple of weeks back ago, my wife and I went to a wedding in Connecticut. And that's when I found out Connecticut is the capital of pizza in this country. Who knew? I don't know. I don't get it either. But anyway, I'm starting to realize that when we go to these weddings, the younger the DJ, the more apt they play to the younger crowd. And it started out great. I mean, the young man was playing 70s and 80s, dance floors packed. And then he switched into, I don't know what you'd even call it. I just call it new music. And half the crowd sat down. And it's like, that's a bummer, man, because I kept on waiting for one particular guy to come on so I could dance with my wife. And it never did. And if it was up to me, this guy would be played at least one time in every wedding. And I want to dedicate this song to my lovely aunt, 97 next month. Hopefully she's listening down in Long Island. And I'm dedicating this to her because when she was in high school, she cut out of class to go see him. And she thought she got away with it until the next day in the Daily News, there was her picture screaming for Frank Sinatra.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, When the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you. In the way you look tonight, yes, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Touches my foolish heart. Lovely, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
from Merrick, Long Island. That is Debbie Gibson. Graduated in what year was that? I think 1987. Missed 75 days of her senior year due to touring. Can you imagine that? And I still remember seeing an interview on TV with her, and they would ask, are you going to college? She's like, I don't know. I'm making a lot of money. Yeah, but what about college? And again, she said, I don't know. I'm making a lot of money. And I just found out that on the saxophone was a Lindenhurst High School graduate, Andy TC. I never knew that. On the saxophone. Oh, look at that. Good for him. And all of that threw me off. Oh, I know what. I was gonna do a shout out to Patty in Tennessee. She's been listening for a long time now, graduate of this fine institution. And actually back in, I want to say, when was that? Maybe 75. I ran into her brother last year at a Pat Benatar concert. And I said to him, you remember that time he took Patty and I to see Chicago? He said, no. I said, no. And I'm wondering if Patty remembers. But here's a shout out to Patty in Tennessee. Enjoy it. Chicago, 90.9 FM.
Try. And who put in all these traffic circles and didn't tell anybody how they work? That circle doesn't have to be empty for you to enter it. There just has to be enough room for you to fit. Pick out a hole and hit that thing like an NFL running back. If you've ever driven up to a traffic circle and stopped, I want you to go home tonight, lay down your keys, and never, ever pick them up, ever, ever again.
Missing Persons here at 90.9 FM and Words. Johnny G along with you. This is Jukebox Journey on a Wednesday afternoon. Well, this guy is celebrating a big birthday today, turning 60. Darius Rucker. Time just slipping by.
Sorrow running free. Cause tomorrow's just another day, and I don't believe in time.
satin, some are steel, some are silk and some are leather. They're the faces of a stranger, but we'd love to try them on. Yeah, we all fall in love, but we disregard the danger. Though we share so many secrets, there are some we never tell. Why were you so surprised that you never saw the stranger? Did you ever let your lover see the stranger in yourself? I used to believe I was such a great romancer. Then I came home to a woman that I could not recognize. When I pressed her for a reason, she refused to even answer. It was then I felt the stranger kick me right between the eyes. Disregard the danger, though we share so many secrets. There are some we never tell. Why were you so surprised that you never saw the stranger? Did you ever let your lover see the stranger in yourself?
If you had a chance to watch that Billy Joel documentary, but this particular song was talked about, and he said to his producer, Phil Ramone, how do I get this whistling sound? And Phil Ramone said, you just did it. That's what we'll use. But that was Billy Joel's massive breakthrough album from 1977. The Stranger was the name of the album. And what an album it was. Four of the songs on that album made the top 40. Just the Way You Are went to number 3. Moving Out and She's Always a Woman, both number 17, and Only the Good Die Young, number 24. But also on that album was Vienna and Scenes from an Italian Restaurant. And I'm thinking, I don't know for sure, but maybe that song was never released as a single. But Billy Joel just celebrated his birthday this past Saturday, 77 years old. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but for the longest time, Billy Joel, before a concert, he would buy the first row. And I know this for a fact because it happened to a friend of mine, but he was on Stephen Colbert back in 2024, and he's going to explain why he did this. Okay, we'll try again. I don't know why I'm not hearing it, but let's see. Okay, well, I give up. But basically, he talked about the reason why he bought out the first row was all these rich people would buy the first row, and then they'd be looking up at Billy Joel saying, okay, entertain me now. So finally, he's like,